time your parents got married.
Yeah, we got married just in the summer after they married in May.
Yeah. Oh, and, that's really nice.
And this here, Uncle Potter Forrest now, is her step-granddaddy on her mother's side, too.
Oh, my. No, grandpa.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens. Yes, that's just so complicated.
Oh, it is. It's complicated, all right. But now, her mother, grandfather, died. Mm-hmm. And that male died, leaving two sons, two boys. And the Uncle Potter Forrest's wife died, leaving, I don't know, two or three, and then he married her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
That's and that a great grandmother, which it is. It's a great grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wanted to ask also down this frame house. You said they tore down this one, I think, in 1902, didn't you say?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they built a frame house.
Yeah.
Now, what did it look like?
It looked a whole lot like this in here, right here.
Mm-hmm.
It had that side room on it and a porch on the front.
Uh-huh.
It did, only this, it was it is a four-room house.
Oh, it was
about a four-room house.
Uh-huh.
And it had an upstairs in it, and this one in here. And
What were the four rooms that were in the house?
There was two front rooms like
uh-huh,
this here,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then there was two of them side rooms back there. It had the kitchen or the cook room, and then it had a dining room. It was used for a dining room.
Mm-hmm.
There was a door between them. There was a partition there,
mm-hmm.
And one of them was a dining room. The other one was for the cook room there.
They used the front rooms for bedrooms.
Bedrooms and for the living room too. That's where the fireplace was, and we sat there in it. And it had two beds in there.
It
had
a small.
Made
part of it cut off.
Made two beds back in here, which it was a four room house. All right, enough. It's,
how high were the ceilings?
The ceiling when it was first built, the ceiling was. There's 12-foot boxing.
Oh.
This is the outlet. Then they lowered the ceiling 3 foot,
uh-huh.
and made an upstairs in it.
Uh-huh. And that's how they got the upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, how would you get from the
steps? The steps.
Oh, you go upstairs.
Went up steps.
Uh huh.
To get up in the stairs.
Well, now would that be the same thing as an attic or a loft?
That's the same thing. It's a loft. It's her attic. It's just, there was room up there for beds, you see.
But there was enough room then for beds.
Yeah, there's uh-huh. enough room for beds up there.
So that's probably, I guess, usually a loft, isn't that?
No, there's a loft in this house here, you see, with nothing up there. It's just an open attic or a loft. But then this house, when they lowered the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
there was room for a bed up there.
And now, a lot of the houses in the attic, they have folding stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
We've not got, but we got a place right in there that we can climb up into the attic.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived in this house?
6 years, that's September.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when you moved into town.
Yeah, that's when we're coming into
mm-hmm.
town.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you move in from that same place?
No. We were living, from little. It ain't a half a mile west of where we raised the family at.
Well, let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
With all those children, how did you manage to get them all in one house? did you manage to get 9 children raised in one house?
Yeah, no trouble to get them in there when about dinner time. And this house now we lived in when we raised this family, they was...